from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Remember my blockbuster movie, Cocaine White House Dogs? Well, it almost didn't happen. I'll explain why. And, yeah, turns out that our buddy Tulsi Gabbard are treating her like a terrorist. Big investigative story out of Uncover DC. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Programming note, I will be on Fox News tomorrow, America's Newsroom, sometime between 9 and 11. I don't know exactly when, but at some point in that time period, I'll be on. I was on yesterday. Very nice of them to keep having me back. I talked to Mike Emanuel about Pennsylvania. It's on Instagram, at Zeoli Show, if you want to take a look at some of the things I had to say about Josh Shapiro. So that's good. There's a lot of questions regarding Shapiro, and I'll talk more about that as the show goes on today. But the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria is at the announcement. Could happen at any moment. Dr. Mike has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. But, you know, my buddy David Gelman, I was supposed to have lunch with him today, but I had to reschedule lunch because of the fact that since I'm going on Fox tomorrow, I had to move a whole bunch of stuff around today to get stuff done. And anyway, he sent me this article before the show. Former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle and others in top agency leadership positions wanted to destroy the cocaine discovered in the White House last summer, but the Secret Service Forensics Services Division and the Uniform Division stood firm and rejected the push to dispose of the evidence, according to three sources in the Secret Service community. Multiple heated confrontations and disagreements over how best to handle the cocaine ensued after a Secret Services Uniformed Division officer found the bag on July 2nd, 2023. quiet Sunday while President Biden and his family were at Camp David in Maryland, according to sources. Now, you know my theory, that commander, the major, the two dogs who went crazy and were biting everybody were high as a kite sniffing that cocaine. And we never figured out whose cocaine it was. I mean, I think I can kind of probably Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is usually the right one. How about the president's crackhead son? Or former crackhead son. Reformed, right, exactly. His idiot crackhead son. Very possible maybe it was his cocaine, or maybe not. I mean, maybe just flat out they were giving it to Biden in his pudding or his oatmeal. I don't know. All I know is that those dogs were sniffing it, and those dogs were biting everybody, and everybody blamed them. But you know, there was a story recently about all these sharks they're finding with cocaine in their systems off the coast of Miami and other places too, off of Guatemala. Because what happens is when they see the Coast Guard, the drug runners will just dump the drugs overboard. What happens? The sharks eat it, because the sharks eat everything. Lifeless eyes like a doll's eyes, shark's eyes. They just eat. And they would eat the cocaine, and then got a freaking great white shark now high as a kite on cocaine. So that's going to be my next movie, which is Cocaine Great White Sharks. But in the meantime, it's Cocaine White House Dogs. And then the sequel will be Cocaine Great White Sharks. But what we know is that the Secret Service, the discovery of the bag of cocaine posed an unusual problem for Kimberly Cheadle, who resigned in the face of bipartisan pressure. Hunter Biden had a well-documented addiction to cocaine, crack cocaine, and other substances for many years, but reportedly claimed to be sober since 2021. Now, this is Susan Crabtree, the investigative reporter at Real Clear Politics, who's writing this. And it turns out now that neither Joe nor Hunter were at the executive mansion when the cocaine was found. But Cheadle became close to the Biden family and helped cover it up. Most importantly, became close to Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. You always have to say that, of course, by law. Normally, the discovery of cocaine or another illegal narcotic in the White House complex or in or around the first family wouldn't come to light at all. That's because the president and the first lady, as well as family members, protective Secret Service details, the innermost ring of protective agents assigned to the first family, would simply dispose of illegal drugs or other contraband found in the White House, they said. But it wasn't a member of President Biden's regular detail who found the bag of cocaine just 2 days before the July 4th holiday last year. Instead, a member of the agency's uniform division, which is charged with protecting the facilities and venues for presidents, discovered the substance in the White House complex while conducting routine rounds of the building. The exact location has changed several times during the first weeks of media reports on the incident. Originally, they said it was found in a reference library. Then they said it was found in a work area of the West Wing. And then ultimately, they said it was found in the Oval Office, the Cabinet Room, the press briefing room, and offices for staff. CBS News, citing law enforcement sources, reported it was found in a facility used by White House staff and guests to store their phones. An official Secret Service statement issued at the conclusion of the agency's internal investigation into the cocaine discovery said a uniformed division officer found the bag in a vestibule leading to the lobby area of the West Executive Avenue entrance to the White House. Now, I guess the only reason why this story interests me is because clearly the United States Secret Service was looking to protect the Bidens from what would have been a very embarrassing story. Since guess who was coming to the White House a lot and still is? Hunter Biden, that's who. Hunter Biden, who was there in the days leading up to Joe Biden's withdrawal from the race. Hunter Biden has been going there over and over again. And you know the reason why? I'll tell you exactly why. Old Godfather saying, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. So Hunter's got the goods on Joe. We know this. Obviously, he was part of the Ukrainian corruption. Barack Obama bribed Joe Biden to get him out of the race. The coup that they used to get Joe Biden out of the race was done with everything on that laptop. They said, we know what you did. We got it. You were vice president in our White House when it happened. So it's all here on the laptop. We got the goods on you. Get out or we're going to use this against you. Joe Biden was out of the race. Investigative journalist Seymour Hersh wrote a very extensive piece about this. Barack Obama was the one who pushed him out exactly like I told you. Exactly like I actually told Mike Emanuel 3 days before the debate, that this debate in June was a setup to get rid of Joe Biden. And what I'm also telling you is that Joe Biden could never survive this. There was no chance. But prior to that debate, he thought he was fine. Joe Biden thought he was fine for a number of other reasons. I mean, there's a lot about that mystery drowning of that personal chef to the Obamas that still makes me question things. What did that guy know? He just went drowned in a pond in their backyard by himself in a pond? Really? Anyway, point is this. They kept Hunter Biden around because Hunter Biden could rat out the old man and bring him down. He wants a pardon. He's very, very nervous. He's not going to get it. He will. He's going to get pardoned. It's all going to go away. This is all part of the deal. But they kept Hunter Biden close to him because they were worried that Hunter Biden would go out there and sell the old man out before the old man had a chance to pardon him, or at least would say certain things to try to lessen his sentence that could implicate Joe Biden. So I don't know whose cocaine it was, but what I do know, though, is that the Secret Service was absolutely trying to destroy the evidence to get rid of him. And it was only because people stepped in to say, whoa, 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 wait a second here. At the time of the cocaine's discovery, Richard McAlee was serving as the acting chief of the uniform division. Now, the uniform division is different from the guys in the suits and the dark sunglasses who you see, or the little people that rushed to President Trump's defense on the stage, or the tubby Paul Blart mall cop woman who also rushed to Trump's, not tubby, I shouldn't say that, portly, rotund. Wrote down Paula Blart, who ran to Trump's aid and then couldn't get the gun back in her holster because love handles. I have love handles. I'm not judging. You know, if you have love handles, you can make love handle Joe. I really don't have love handles anymore. I used to, but not anymore. Not since I was a kid. What?
Kind of got distracted there.
Just saying. And it's a terrible term anyway, love handles. Like anyone really holds on to them. Like,
nobody even loves them. Yeah.
No. You have them, you're probably not getting much love. Let's just be honest. Call it what it is. They're anti-love handles, and that's how they should be referred to. They are the anti-love handles. By the way, you notice my nose is less red? Do you notice? Can you see that or no? On YouTube?
I mean, I guess if you zoom in, let me check the stream and see how you look. Nah, you're not close enough. You got to get closer to the camera.
Yeah. So my dermatologist did some lasers on my nose to try to get rid of my rosacea. Dr. Green, great guy. He's a terrific dentist, and he's a member of the Zioli Army. So he told me that, you know, this rosacea issue, he said, it's not going to go away. He gave me this cream, but sometimes if I go on Fox News, like I'm going on tomorrow, shameless plug, you know, I get a little nervous, so then the nose gets red. So Dr. Green said, we can do this laser treatment on you. So it would kill the blood vessels that get red whenever I drink, for example, which is usually when people have rosacea. Anyway, Justin Green, I just want to give him a shout out because he did a great job. HMGS Dermatology. It was sent to me by Cooper. Terrific guy. And he also drives a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. He actually has, I think, 6 of them or something between all of his family members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he supports the show and also fights my rosacea like a freaking superhero.
Well, someone in the chat on the YouTube live stream, which we're streaming now, go check it out, just said you look handsome. It is a guy, though.
That's all right. I'm confident enough in my masculinity. I'll take it. I did have a person take a shot at me the other day for wearing a T-shirt and said I should start lifting weights. Yeah, it's a quote-unquote friend who said this. If you're gonna wear T-shirts like Joe Rogan, maybe you want to start lifting some weights.
That's the stupidest thing I've heard. You can't wear T-shirts unless you're, a prime Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, unless you go out there and you're all ripped and you can, I don't know what, tear it off in the middle of a YouTube live and like Hulk Hogan, I'm just gonna rip my shirt off.
Oh, you should do that. Our numbers would go through the roof.
Get a Zioli Army shirt, tank top, and be like, "Hey, brother, it's fun. It's Drive 5," and just rip it open and. But I'd have to hit the gym first before that. So, you know, that could take years and cost thousands of lives. So, you know. Anyway, so that's why I'm rocking a button down today. Same friend also made a comment about polos. Apparently golf polos don't look good on me either. I mean, I just get all the criticism. It's a lot of fun. It's really nice.
You're taking a lot of heat. A
lot of heat, right? Everybody, you know, zones in on every little thing. But All right, I'm confident enough. So if that gentleman says I'm handsome, thank you, sir. You're handsome yourself.
Oh, he says he's identifying as a babe. So that's a supreme compliment now.
Even better. Even better. All right? It's a damn shame that, you know, nowadays you can identify as anything you want, but I'll take it. I'll take it, all right? You go with it. You run with that.
Shafe on the YouTube stream, now a babe.
Now a babe. And quite the babe you are. So where was I? I was saying that this cover-up of the cocaine is very, very symptomatic of a bigger problem within the Secret Service, which is obviously they were trying to protect the Biden. So the secrets, so the uniform guys are the guys who, when you go to the White House, for example, they have the uniforms on. If you go to an event, a presidential event, they are the ones who usually do the magnetometers. And we saw them at the RNC in Cleveland. We'll see them at the DNC in Chicago in a couple weeks. But it was the head of the uniformed division who was the one who came out and said that, no, we're not going to destroy the cocaine. We need to look into this and we got to figure this out. Despite Cheadle's push to hire and promote minority men and women, McCauley was passed over for the job of uniformed division chief in what many in the agency view as an act of retaliation for supporting those who refuse to dispose of the cocaine, according to several sources in the Secret Service community. So you see what happens here. What happens is you cross this Cheadle and then they retaliate against you and it hurts your career. The bigger picture, as we're still talking about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, is how many other whistleblowers wanted to come forward about other things unrelated to this? Because it's got to be in this big scheme of things, right? It's kind of a minor thing, cocaine at the White House. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people in politics that do cocaine. I myself have never tried it, but I'm sure there are lots of people that use stimulants of some kind in politics. It's not a earth-shocking development. But it goes to the larger part of this, which is if they're afraid to come forward about something like this, what does it say about, hey, you know, we really want to make a point about the people that are around Donald Trump or the lack of security around Donald Trump or the fact that over and over again we have said he's not being protected to the degree in which he needs to be protected. Now, that brings us back to what happened on Friday. On Friday, the acting director of the Secret Service came out, Ronald Rowe, and he gave this whole big apologetic, you know, I'm taking responsibility, blah, blah, blah. After 2 weeks of them trying to throw all the local police officers and the state police and the emergency management people of the county of Beaver under the bus and came out and said, I'm taking responsibility, buck stops with me. But whistleblowers, and Susan Crabtree reported on this at Real Clear Politics, came forward to say, he's the guy, it's him, he's the problem. The call's coming from within the House. He's the one that the whistleblowers were complaining about for saying, we don't need any more counter-surveillance people, we don't need to increase the security around the president. And they created a culture, and this is the key part here, a culture within the United States Secret Service that if you're a whistleblower, you will be retaliated against if you come out and say something. The consequence of that is life and death. Because had Donald Trump not turned his head at just the right moment, he would be dead. So, I mean, you know, it's easy to look at a bag of cocaine and go, all right, so, you know, it was a cover up and blah, blah. The point is whistleblowers are afraid of retaliation in the culture of the United States Secret Service. And many of them wanted to say other things about the level of protection that Donald Trump was not receiving, but they were all probably very afraid for their jobs. Cultural rot within the United States Secret Service. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Now, if you have love handles or you'd like to get rid of them, like I did when I was a kid, because I wore Husky jeans back then and had love handles, but it's all right. Now I'm better now. Well, NJ Diet can help you lose 40 pounds, up to 40 pounds in 40 days. That's right, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Just say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days and without any shots. NJ Diet's all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get your body into the fat burning zone so you can keep the weight off and you're actually burning fat. Listen, they're with you every step of the way. You got the doctor's personal phone number, doctor's personal email. No doubt they're with you and they're going to make sure that you are doing this right because it's guaranteed weight loss and that you keep it off too. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or available anywhere worldwide with live online video consultations. So call them at 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET. Listen, there's a lot of fads out there. I saw somebody recently, they said, I'm doing the carnivore diet now. And there's always a new fad, but NJ Diet is proven. It works. It's guaranteed. And they're with you every step of the way. 855-5NJ-DIET and lose the weight for good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Calling on the Zeoli Army to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Breaking news for you. Jenna Ellis, who was one of Trump's attorneys, according to the story from thehill.com, has flipped and will now be helping prosecutors in Arizona with regards to their allegations that Donald Trump tried to steal the election in Arizona with fake electors. In a statement, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays called the agreement with Jenna Ellis a significant step forward in the case. Quote, I am grateful to Ms. Ellis for her cooperation with our investigation and prosecution. Her insights are invaluable and will greatly aid the state in proving its case in court. As I stated when the initial charges were announced, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It is for far too important. Today's announcement is a win for the rule of law. As part of a deal, Ellis has agreed to testify completely and truthfully at any time and any place during a criminal trial. Ex-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani are among the 17 total defendants with remaining charges. So, you know, they're not going to stop. I told you this. They'll never stop coming after Trump and everybody else. And they won't stop terrorizing and intimidating people that support him, like Tulsi Gabbard. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But so I wanted to share this clip with you. I think this is a very important one. Josh Shapiro. Now, the new thing is if you criticize Josh Shapiro, now you're an anti-Semite. All right. So if you criticize Kamala Harris, you are a racist and a sexist. Now, if you criticize Josh Shapiro, you're an anti-Semite. I got news for you. The only people criticizing Josh Shapiro for being Jewish are Democrats. They are. They're anti-Israel Democrats who don't want him. And that's why they have a website, Stop Genocide Josh. Where do you think it's coming from? Again, the call is coming from within the House. StopGenocideJosh.org is not a conservative effort. It's not a Republican effort. I don't give a damn the guy's Jewish. I don't know anybody who does. But I know a lot of Democrats that do because they don't like the idea that he might be sympathetic to Israel or might want to recognize Israel as the actual right to exist that Israel possesses. And that's true. And that's all coming from the left. So here is Jonathan Greenblatt on Morning Joe this morning. Cut number 8.
For some reason, you have, and you can walk through that door that I just opened up. Yeah. And for some reason, Josh Shapiro is offensive to people who think he's too close to Israel.
Say it.
Well, because
your side.
Let's just say it right here. He's a Jew.
Yeah.
Your side.
He's a Jew.
Joe.
He's a Jew who lights Shabbat candles every Friday night. He's a Jew who went to day school. He's a Jew who's proud to be who he is, as he should be, because this is America. But you're right to point it out. You really put your finger on it, Joe.
No, you didn't.
The idea that this guy who has a stronger position criticizing Bibi Netanyahu, there may be Bernie Sanders, somehow is unpalatable to these people. It is
who
rank
are the people?
Anti-Semitism.
Stop. And stop. Let's just stop. Who are the people? Say it. Say who the people are. They're Democrats. That's who. Say it. Don't just act like this is in the ether. Because you know if this was Republicans coming out and saying that it was genocide Josh, or they didn't want Josh Shapiro because he's Jewish, they'd be all over that. Ah, it's a typical Donald Trump anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. They're afraid to say what it is. You know why? Because a lot of them are watching Morning Joe. That's why. A lot of them are watching MSNBC. And they're hoping that a lot of them will vote Democrat. You know what I think this is? I think this is a little bit of a coded message here to all those people. Listen, you know, you people are crazy, but we get it. So we're not going to name you by name because we still want your vote. You're crazy. You're anti-Semites. But we still really want you to vote Democrats, so we're not gonna name you. We're just gonna talk about what you're saying without naming names. That's the most cowardly thing in the world. Why do the segment? Don't say these people. What are these people? We're not talking about a bunch of Nazis. We're not talking about the Skokie Nazis, like marching in Illinois until the Blues Brothers can drive them off a bridge. We're talking about Democrat voters. Say it. Say it. And particularly young ones in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Those are the people behind StopGenocideJosh.org. But don't act like it's just, you know, just these people, you cowards. All right, keep going a little bit more of this. Go ahead.
It is rank anti-Semitism. And let's just put this in context, Joe. The Jewish people are dealing with the most historic rise that we've seen in decades and decades. The numbers are up, as we've talked about on your show many times, nearly 900% in the last 10 years. And we've seen anti-Semitism normalized. I saw a commentator this weekend on another network when asked about Josh Shapiro. Her first response was, well, he'll have to answer for the suffering of the people in Palestine.
Stop. Her answer. Who was she? Which side of the political aisle is she on? That's my question. Who? She, just this woman in the ether. I don't know. She didn't say what She's a Democrat. Why don't you come out and say that, you coward? I mean, give me a freaking break. You know, if there was an effort underway right now, Republicans trying to stop Josh Shapiro because of his religion, they would 100% be calling it out. And good, they should. This is unacceptable. There's a lot of reasons Josh Shapiro should not be the VP pick, in my opinion. I don't think he helps the ticket. Just being objective, but it has nothing to do with him being Jewish, except for the fact that you got to factor in the crazies that may not vote for that ticket if there's a Jewish guy on it. I don't know a single Republican that would not vote for somebody because they're Jewish. Honestly, in the mainstream of the party, for somebody to come out and say that on another network, as Jonathan Greenblatt just said, that person's out there in the capacity as either being a spokesperson for the Democrat Party or a spokesperson for Kamala Harris or both. And they're putting that message out there because they know that these are their people. These are their crazy people. And this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike for a long time. We'll have our guest in a moment. But I want to thank Mama Zioli for finding Dr. Mike for our family. And if you've been putting off seeing a dentist, what are you waiting for? Go see him today. That complex dental procedure can be done very, very simply, and you get a free estimate as well. Now, Bridget has a beautiful new smile now. She had some veneers that needed to be replaced. Well, Dr. Mike replaced them with beautiful caps. Her smile's never looked better, and my wife has always had a beautiful smile. Dr. Mike will give you the beautiful smile you deserve as well. He's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years, and he has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. Go see him. Reach out to him today, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or go to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike Vanaria give you the smile of your dreams when it comes to dental implants. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike. So get your free implant consultation today at VanariaDental.com. Okay, just put the guest up. Okay. Let me welcome to the show Wendy Mahoney from Uncover DC. Wendy Strauch Mahoney, investigative journalist, Uncover DC. Federal Air Marshal whistleblowers report Tulsi Gabbard is actively under surveillance via the Quiet Skies program. You can follow Wendy on X at WMahoney5. Wendy, thanks for joining me here in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Rich.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm a big fan of Tracy Beans, a big fan of Uncover DC, and I'm a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard. So when I saw this story last night and it blew up the internet, which is great, good for you, that was excellent work, I really could not believe this is happening. And yet I can believe it's happening because we live in a truly, truly weaponized justice system in this country.
Yeah, I mean, it's downright dystopian, to be honest. I feel like I'm in the middle of Hunger Games at this point. Yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate because we've got a government that is literally out of control in every respect, misusing and weaponizing every possible avenue against certain political opponents, it looks like. I mean, that's the only conclusion I can draw on this one, unless they've got something on her that I don't know about. I mean, I can't imagine that they actually feel like Tulsi Gabbard's going to board a plane with a bomb. You know, they've got two canine units on her and plainclothes guys and, you know, three fams. And I don't know if your listeners know much about the Quiet Skies program, but I know that the air marshals are now under TSA, which is an administrative function. It's not where they need to be. It's why Sonia Lobosco is fighting so hard on their behalf, because, you know, these guys, they need to be able to do their jobs and they're hamstringed. And that's why they're whistleblowers, because they know this is wrong. But, you know, to put somebody like Tulsi Gabbard under scrutiny like this, and she did not know. I think she knows now. We've gotten the word out to her. But they're also using this program, Quiet Skies, against, you know, J6ers and goodness knows who else. I've written many articles on this. I've worked with Sonia a great deal on these kinds of stories. She does trust me with this information. And I had seen her, the post from David Londo, the president of the advocacy group that advocates for the air marshals on Friday, and I called Sonia. I said, what's this about? And she said, I've been meaning to call you. Here's what's going on. And, you know, it really is shocking, and it's true. And more is going to come out on this story.
So first of all, just so everybody understands, and I think we all know, but Tulsi Gabbard is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserves. She's a former member of Congress. She ran for president of the United States of America. But she has also been critical of the military-industrial complex. She's been critical of the nonstop funding of the war in Ukraine. She has pointed out the fact that there are people that are trying to get America into war for profit. So she's made a lot of enemies, obviously, within the Democrat Party, which she ultimately would leave and then write her book, you know, For Love of Country, leave the Democrat Party. But my God, I mean, talk about somebody who is not only not a threat to our country, but is serving our country, wearing the uniform for our country, trying to keep our country safe.
Yeah. And you know, here she is on this list. You know, the TSA has their own kind of compartmentalized suspected domestic terrorist list. And people get on this list for a variety of reasons. And Tulsi's now on it. And so what happens is when you're on this list, when you're on the quiet skies list, you usually get a quad S on the bottom of your boarding pass there on the right hand side there. But sometimes they don't put it on. And you've got to ask yourself why they're hiding this from her. And, you know, my son, we were talking about at the table the other night, and he's like, Mom, how could this be? You know, she should know. She would know if they're tracking her. They got this whole team of people. And I said, no. What they do is they kind of wander around her with these dogs. They, you know, sniff other people's luggage. You know, you wouldn't know. You could be on this list, and you could be sitting next to a plainclothes air marshal chatting it up with a guy or the girl and not be any, you know, not know anything about it. And they're surveilling you. They're trying to see what you're doing. They've got access to a lot of the information, who you're calling. I mean, it opens up a whole can of worms for the person being surveilled. And quite frankly, it's, you know, a Patriot Act remnant. It's quite unconstitutional. And the air marshals are now tasked with this horrible, heinous business. And if you're on the list, I mean, you're set aside. You know, you're screened in all kinds of different ways, you know, every zipper, every seam on your bag and your clothing, as if you're a criminal. And I can't tell you, I mean, I've interviewed countless J6 defendants about this, including one with an infant son who was on the list. Anybody associated with you is on the list, and especially an infant, because, you know, they're most likely traveling with you. So now this infant is a domestic terrorist, according to the TSA, or suspected domestic terrorists. And people miss their flights. It causes them all kinds of grief and money and rebooking a flight. And, you know, nobody's paying for this stuff. And these J6 defendants are all under all this kind of pressure and, you know, losing, being debanked and losing their jobs. And now they've got, you know, the air marshals on their tails for no apparent reason. And in Tulsi's case, it looks like it's just her having voiced certain opinions that the powers that be don't agree with. You know, I mean, I'm speculating here, but I mean, it's the only logical conclusion, because, like I said, Tulsi's not bringing bombs on planes, guys. No. I mean, that's not what's going on here.
No, and it's important to note, too, that, you know, in prior early reporting, Wendy Mahoney, that you've pointed out, even people who weren't even in the Capitol on January 6th, but were in the Capitol region or flew into the Capitol region could be being monitored under the Quiet Skies program, because somebody came out and blew the whistle on that. And that's also important to note. So you didn't even have to be in the Capitol that day. You could still be being monitored. And I guess there's two important questions that I would imagine somebody's thinking right now. Number one, what is the due process here? And then how do you, I mean, is there any due process whatsoever? Can you get yourself off this list? Because years ago, when they had the big no-fly list, the famous one, we found out that a lot of Muslims were being put on that. You know, there were lots of civil libertarian groups that rightly so were pushing back and saying, hey, first of all, you know, you can't just show up at the airport one day and tell people they can't get on a flight when their family's there, their bags are packed and going to Disney World. And they pushed back on this. There were lawsuits, and then they realized, yeah, there, you know, there's no due process whatsoever. What kind of recourse is there for somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard, a J6 defendant, or some poor schlub who just happened to fly into Dulles, you know, on January 6th?
Well, I mean, that is an amazingly accurate and great question you have right there. Because if you read, if your listeners go back and read the article that I wrote in November of 2023, I address that. I address it in several of the articles. There is fundamentally no recourse because number one, you're secretly on this list. It's like the list that nobody knows about and nobody wants to talk about. And, you know, there's all kinds of plausible deniability that there is even such a list. That's the kind of list we're talking about. And I think you're on there for a minimum of, I forget what it is because it was so long ago, but it's like 3 years or 7 years in total. I mean, you can be on this list for a long time for no reason at all. And, you know, I mean, the most scary part is if somebody like Gabbard doesn't know she's being followed around and she's on the list, like what the heck with normal, average, everyday Americans being on a list like this? But no, and I know this is the case, that it's hard to get off because I mentioned in this article Christine Crowder, the wife of an active air marshal who was in D.C. on the 6th. She's a disabled woman. She was in D.C. at the time, had nothing to do with any of it. And I forget how they figured out that she was on this list, but she figured out she was on this list, and it took raising absolute pain to get her off of it, that she is off of it. But multiple people, you know, Congress, the air marshals, like it was very difficult to get her removed. So this is, once you're on this list, you're kind of there to stay for a good while. And I mean, it's mind boggling.
And I imagine somebody's listening going, come on, this is BS. This can't be real. This can't happen in the United States of America, right?
Yeah. Yep. They react to me like that all the time. When I wrote the article on the infant, I broke that one too. We broke that one. And when I wrote that, you wouldn't believe the vitriol that people threw at me over that. Like, what are you talking about? Infant can't be on a domestic terrorist list. You know, you're lying. You know, and you know, look, I'm used to it. But, you know, I don't mess around with my stuff that I write. Like, I check and recheck and check again. And it's, this stuff is happening. People better freaking wake up in America because this is not funny. It's not a joke. And it's happening. You know what Trump says all the time. You can believe, you know, you can feel how you want to feel about Trump, but the one thing that I hear him say a lot is, you know, they're not coming after me. They're coming after me, but they're really coming after you. That's what's going on here. Yeah. And if Americans think that, you know, they're not going to turn around maybe tomorrow or the next day or 2 weeks from now, I don't know when, and find that something like this is coming at them, then they really, you know, they better look again. Because this stuff, I don't have any tinfoil hats in my house whatsoever. I'm just here to tell you, this stuff is real, it's happening, and it is downright dangerous, and a government that has completely lost its mind.
Wendy, it is part of the active Stay in Your Lane program. I talked about this, you know, when Merrick Garland wrote that letter threatening moms and dads at school board meetings, it's the message is very clear, you know, stay in your lane. Otherwise, we have ways to intimidate you, embarrass you, harass you, make your life difficult. It's all about that. It's just a matter of harassing people. And I think, you know, why would they do it to Tulsi Gabbard? Because eventually somebody is going to find out about it. And then somebody else is going to think, you know, if they can do it to her, they can certainly do it to me. I'm a nobody. So I better stay in my lane and be quiet and not be a pain in the neck to these people. This is why, for example, you know, I'm so against age verification on the internet. I know that people want to protect the kids, but you have to be able to be anonymous online. You need to be. And nobody should have to be forced to give the government their identity when they're criticizing their government. And they ultimately want that, you know, to happen because it's just so much intimidation that occurs in every single way. We saw it years ago at Lois Lerner in the IRS, and we thought, oh man, this is so blatant. But that we also saw with Kamala Harris when she was the Attorney General of California, you know, releasing the donors for Americans for Prosperity. They always have a way to intimidate you and make you stay in your lane. And if you're not good, if you're not a good little boy or girl, well, they're going to make your life difficult.
Yep. And I just want to, I scrolled down to the part of the article that I was talking about. So it's 15 years minimum on the quiet guys list, and it's completely capricious. You know, it's the whims of the TSA to decide if you behave well enough to fly, travel by air without, you know, being tracked.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it's all in here in this article. It's just horrible. I mean, they're held in the TSA's secure flight system for 7 years in accordance with the secure flight records retention schedule. So they've got all kinds of bureaucratic nonsense attached to this as well, which doesn't surprise me or anybody, I'm sure.
And this isn't because Tulsi Gabbard got drunk on a plane and started a fight or anything like that. I also want people to realize that, you know, that's a whole separate matter. You know, adults behaving badly on flights. That's not what we're talking about here, and that's not how you get on this list.
No, this is a horse of a different color, for sure.
Well, listen, it's an excellent piece, excellent investigative reporting. I will post a link to it. I already retweeted the tweet earlier today from Tracy, but I will tweet out yours as well. UncoverDC.com. Wendy, I really appreciate it. Please follow Wendy on X at WMahoney5. Excellent work. Federal Air Marshal Whistleblowers report Tulsi Gabbard actively under surveillance via the Quiet Skies program. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we'll continue along the show. We are waiting. We don't know. Possibly, maybe there'll be an announcement on who Kamala Harris will choose as her running mate. We'll find out if that happens before the show ends today. Certainly, we'll bring it to you live. There is a rally scheduled in Philadelphia tomorrow. J.D. Vance also coming to Philadelphia tomorrow. I'll tell you what his wife, Usha, said regarding the cat lady comments. I'll play that for you as well. We got more show to come. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
It's the Rich Cioli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Another amazing story. This is probably my favorite read of the day. Matt Taibbi wrote this piece, and it's a great reminder of the absurdity of people that blame Trump for literally everything. So he writes about it was a bat flies into somebody's house. Just starts right there, right? A bat flies into somebody's house, not Bruce Wayne, you know, just normal people. That happens all the time, people. Man, bats fly into people's homes, right? It happens all the time. New York Times ran a guest editorial by Belle Broggs, a North Carolina author who had a bat flying to her house. Didn't bite her, but she needed a sheriff's deputy, a county health nurse, state animal control, the CDC, and an ER doctor to tell her what to do about that. Naturally, the episode led her to think of Donald Trump. She writes the following, the New York Times, quote, after our visit from the bat, our sheriff's department, public health department, and university hospital all functioned exactly as designed. The CDC, a huge federal agency that works to protect every one of us from infectious disease, foodborne illnesses, and emerging threats like bird flu, pulled through. The CDC is part of what Mr. Trump's allies would call the administrative state and is in the crosshairs of Project 2025, which proposes breaking up the agency. I want to believe Kamala Harris is right when she says we are not going back to a time when every calamity leaves us on our own. And he points out, you know, leaving aside the problem of the ubiquitous personality who answers Donald Trump to every stain on the Rubicon of life, you got to wonder about people that think, literally, that if a bat flies into their freaking house, It's a federal issue. It needs to be a federal issue, not an issue with a broom, not an issue for the local animal control, but federal government involvement and to justify the administrative state. Think about it. Now, bats get a bad reputation. They obviously were blamed for COVID, a bat burger to be specifically. I mean, the food, bat food. But nevertheless, we know that bureaucrats in the administrative state took bats and their viruses, made them more lethal, more pathogenic, more virulent. We know that. Poor bats had nothing to do with it. We know guys like Fauci and Francis Collins and others did that. They did those things. Not the bats themselves. They were just hanging out and just bats. You know what I mean? But now we have people that their mindset is, oh, my God, in my house, a bat could fly in. And this needs a swift response from the federal government. And Donald Trump wants to slash the deep state. You know what it reminds me of? There was an article a few months ago in the New York Times about the deep state. And they went to some woman in, I don't know, Alabama or something. She puts like bolts on trucks for the government or something. She's like, hi, I'm Wendy. I put bolts on trucks. And they said, this is Wendy's part of the deep state. Wendy's part of the administrative state. They found some guy who, like his job, he's like a janitor at a nuclear reactor or something. They're like, well, you know, Timmy here, Timmy's part of the deep state. As if to try to suggest that that's who we mean. Like that's who we mean. And instead of pointing out that the CDC or any of these other national health agencies might have gotten so big and so powerful and so arrogant and that so entrenched in the bureaucracy that they're actually the reason why we have a lot of these pathogenic diseases, these very highly virulent bat diseases, for example, which, by the way, if a bat flies in your house in North Carolina, you're not going to probably get a global pandemic because those bats are in China. And those viruses are in labs in China. They might be in labs in America, too. We just don't know. But they're not from nature. That's what we've realized. They're made from gain-of-function research. But talk about how quickly we just shame the bat community. Am I right? Speaking of bats, by the way, Pelosi thinks that Joe Biden should be on Mount Everest. Let's play that clip, Matt DeSantis, shall we? This is the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, if she flies into your home, you should be very, very concerned. You're going to need a whole lot more than the sheriff's deputy to help you out. Take a listen.
So he was in a good place to make whatever decision, the top of his game. Such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States.
Are
want
you
to
really
know what comes next?
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore. Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden.
You know, she thinks she should fly up to Mount Rushmore, and she should put bat guana all over all the other heads of the presidents she doesn't like. She can do that, you know. Bat guana is bat poop, by the way, in case you don't know. But you say somebody's bat guana crazy, for example. So she could. The vampiric one could turn into a bat, and she could fly up there. Teddy, you had this coming. And if you put enough bat guana on it, maybe it'll look like Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make this myself. Just keep flapping around and pooping on it. And then next thing you know, it's Joe Biden. No longer Teddy Roosevelt. You've covered up the mustache. Teddy's mustache with bat guana. What do you think?
Sounds repulsive.
No, not as repulsive as the other story I have, which is that in New York City, so-called incidents of tubing.
Be very careful.
What's the best? I'll tell you about that story coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you. Brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll find out more about the economy. We will get some more details for you. And will Kamala Harris announce her running mate? We'll find out. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.